Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case. And for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 2nd, 2014. We're in the third hour. It means it's time to take your phone calls. You can call in 1-800-313-9443.
In the immediate aftermath of 9/11. We did some things that were wrong. We did a whole lot of things that were right, but we tortured some folks.
There you have it. We just tortured some folks, you know, no big deal. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join us today. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. How you doing today, sir?
Very good, Farron. Thank you for being out there, and thanks, RBN, for being out there, and like you said, I hope people support this radio network and support you and all the other great hosts on RBN. I know I sure have been trying. Hey, you were talking about Ebola. And Clint Richardson, who's a host on RBN from 7 to 9 Central, weeknights, covered last night, he named off the four people that took credit for the patent in October, late 2012, for the Ebola virus. Isn't that amazing how somebody can make this thing up and then blame it on nature or blame it on just some weird event and everything else like that? And it's getting us closer and closer to the UN coming in here as a one world order to take over and make all the decisions for us because we're just helpless. And you hit it right on the head. Nobody really knows what to do. I mean, you can't just go out there with your six guns loaded and fire upon anybody wearing a badge or something like that, because that is not going to solve the problem, because more is going to take their place. So this is a heinous situation, and it's sad that you got to report all of this stuff that's grim. Versus, you know, Miley Cyrus or the Tom Cruise getting a divorce or Lance Armstrong doping or something like that that should make the news for 10, 12 weeks in a row and just be over-talked. They're not covering the news in the mainstream media, but yet everybody tunes into it and they say, oh, I got to watch the news to see what's going on. It's a dumbed-down race of people, especially in this country. The other countries are protesting and they're saying enough is enough. And they're forcing their illegal governments out. They're forcing out their monarchies, their dictatorships, their tyrannies, their fascist coups. We've got a real situation in this country, and it gets worse every single day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you just said a mouthful, and I'm interested if you want to expand on it. You know, I didn't hear the broadcast last night, so. So, you know, I found this whole situation with Ebola since it broke loose in in February pretty interesting because in the beginning of it, and a friend of mine pointed this out, in the beginning of it, you know, you didn't see the World Health Organization, the CDC, they just let it evolve. I mean, I was covering a couple of months ago where some people had escaped from the quarantine. You know, they couldn't even handle the quarantine. They escaped to some of the cities. I'm not trying to say it's a conspiracy, but I'm just saying the facts are the facts. But I did not know that there was a patent for the manufacture of it. And you can address that. And also, Jerry, your opinion, I mean, they're bringing it to the country today in Atlanta. And at the same time next week, for the first time ever, three heads of the countries that have this epidemic going on is coming to Washington, D.C. I mean, it's just... You know, I don't believe in coincidences, but it's awful coincidental.
What if they have a serum for it, and we don't know about the serum?
Big money for Big Pharma?
I wouldn't say big money for Big Pharma. What if they just didn't let everybody else know? Maybe there was just a chosen few that was going to get the serum. Like the people in Washington, D.C., the ones that aren't representing the people of this country or the states of this country, the lawmakers. And tell me, what class do you take in school to become a lawmaker? And why can't we just follow the original, how about the original 10 laws passed down through the Bible, Moses on the 10 commandments?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I mean, if we all treated our neighbors and we treated everybody around us, including... all of the wildlife and the plants and everything else like that, as if we wanted to be treated, I think we'd have a far better world. I don't think we'd need guns or ammo or anything else like that. I think it would be like the Garden of Eden, but it just isn't that way. We've got rules and regulations, statutes and codes, which take us away from the creation of God. Which is man, not people. People were created by government. So I would tell people to tune into what Clint Richardson had to say last night because it was interesting. I plan to do it again and take notes because he named off four different guys from four different countries that were scientists or whatever that all took credit for this patent for Ebola. And it's kind of funny how it just came out in late 2012, and here we've got this epidemic, pandemic problem that they're probably going to have some kind of serum for that you can come in, or vaccination, I should say, which is going to be killing you within 2 to 22 days, which is the latency period on Ebola, and everybody's going to start getting it. You're going to bring it home. You're going to take it through the train stations. You're going to deliver it at work. You're going to pass it around on the baseball field or wherever you go. I don't know what to say except get your immune system 100% up to snuff, and the only way to do that is detox and probiotics. So, Baron, thanks again for being out there, and God bless you, and God bless the listeners to RBN. I want to get off because I want to hear some of my favorites call in. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Good information. That would be the August 1st edition last night if you'd like to listen to that. We're going to go to Bill in Indiana, then we've got Margaret in North Carolina. Bill, how you doing today, sir?
Good morning, brother. I'm doing as well as can be expected going through what they're putting us through. As usual, Farron, you cover so much stuff that really, to do service to this, we need to hash it all out on one of our porches. But having said that, I'll just say, prison for those traitors is too good. They've wasted all our money. They're wasting our money with the illegals. They're wasting our money with the wars. We simply don't have money to house them. I suggest we do as what we're supposed to do with traitors. Hang them until they're dead, period. I really like what you're talking about as far as preparedness goes, because that's what it's all about. This thing has been meant for a shooting match. This is what they want. This is what they're pushing us to. They're pushing us and pushing us and pushing us and pushing us and pushing us. And eventually, the American man, white, red, yellow, green, blue, whatever color, the American man who is good will stand up. And that's what we're waiting for. And it will happen because you know what? You can only push someone so far.
Well, I have to agree with you. The pushing is absolute, I mean, it's unbelievable. And the lawlessness, I mean, and Bill, you're in Indiana. I don't know how it is there, your neighbors, your friends, your family. But here, Bill, I feel like, you know, I know there's several people like-minded. I've got friends like Mike and this and that in this area. But a lot of times I feel like the lone voice in the wilderness here. Everybody else is just, you know, baseball games and, you know, apple pie and going out to eat and blah, blah, blah. And seem to be oblivious to accepting the reality of this. Your opinion on that, Bill?
I agree with you. The ones who infuriate me the most are the ones who know, but yet they're cowardly about it. Those are the ones that I want to ring. Those are the next I want to ring. You are not alone, Farron. As a parenthetical OT to you, a friend's request was sent to you as a FYI. All we have between us, kid, is the Appalachian backbone. And interpret it any way you all want. But one final thought, Farron.
Just hold that thought. I'll let you say it on the other side of the break. And then we've got Margaret in North Carolina, Renee in North Carolina, and Chance in Virginia coming up. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. If you'd like to join us today, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Bill in Indiana, then Margaret in North Carolina, Renee in North Carolina, Chance in Virginia coming up. Bill, go ahead and continue with your thoughts. Thanks for holding.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll be a man of my word here. The last thing I have is this is what I'm guided by. This is life during wartime, right now, what we're feeling. There's two classes of people, fighters and victims. come what may, I'll see you all on the battlefield, or I'll visit you in the grave. That's it, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Margaret in North Carolina. Margaret, how are you doing today? I'm glad to hear from you.
I am glad to be talking to you, Farron. I've just been sitting back listening for the last 6 months to a year or so, and from what I can see, we're getting nowhere. We're worse off than we were when we were talking a year ago on the phone. Don't you think?
I can't disagree with that one bit.
Yes.
You're 100% correct. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I mean, the country is going down, 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 and it's spinning so fast that you can't even see it passing you by. And I think that the people are so double-minded that we're in the strong delusion that the Bible speaks about in 2 Thessalonians.
Well, you know, that is a good answer to the question I asked. Well, you're here in North Carolina, too, and I'm not trying to pick on the people of North Carolina, but I got to talk about what I know, and this is what I know. I can't talk about what I don't know. And in this area, Margaret, I mean, there's people like you and Mike and people that I've met, and, you know, and I'm not, and I keep that in mind. But in this area, the people are so complacent. I mean, I talk to them, and I know you do too, and they get that glassy-eyed look, and they regurgitate what the TV's told them, and they accept this. I mean, Margaret, we're talking about, now, I hadn't talked to you in a long time, and there's so much we could catch up on, but we're talking about an invasion that's happening, and our government's answer is just to throw more money to those that are invading it. It is beyond belief, the sellout traitors in Washington, what they're doing to this country. Go ahead with your thoughts, Margaret.
Well, remember, Farron, that my husband told you a long time ago, maybe 2 years ago, this started way back then, because they were coming over on that train, on top of that train, 2 years ago. By the thousands, they've been coming in here. So we don't really know how many people are here, and we don't really know where they're coming from. And you try to tell the people that, and they just look at you like you said. They're under the strong delusion, and they're so double-minded that when you talk to them, they don't know what to say. I mean, they talk such stupidity, you know. And take the thing in that's happening to the Palestine people. It's horrible. It's Palestine. It's Egypt. It's Libya. It's all these countries. And let me tell you something. I think that I lay everything at the foot of the preachers, the Sunday school teachers, and the people that sit under these people. They believe the lie. They can't see the truth if you put it in front of them. And if you tell somebody, why are we over in these countries killing people? And we're killing Christians over there. 20% of the people in Palestine are Christians. Our brothers and sisters, if you claim that you're a Christian, why would we want to kill our brothers and sisters in Christ? What is the purpose? And so you can see that we believe that we can go off and kill people, and you tell somebody this, well, oh, we should kill them all. Well, like the guy said before, where's the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not kill. And here we are just killing them, and actually the Palestine people are living in a concentration camp in their own country. And so if the people take a look, they're going to see exactly what's going to happen to us, because it's coming here, and we're going to be in the same situation that they're in.
And we deserve it.
We deserve it, yes. Yeah, because we've sat back and let it happen, and the men in the country, they talk, hang them high. Who's going to hang them high? Nobody. Nobody's going to do anything. Because they're in the strong delusion. They're so double-minded, and you've got a few people like Mike and the guy that called before and the one before him. Yes, they mean well, and they feel the same way that we feel, but you've got thousands and thousands of Americans out there that they don't care. And you ask people, what do you think is happening on the border? They don't know. they don't even know what's happening on the border. And furthermore, they don't care.
That's true. And, you know, hearing you say it, Margaret, and me knowing that absolutely what you said is the truth, and you bring to mind, look at Iraq. The trillions we've wasted in Iraq. Mm-hmm. We've killed 600,000 civilians in Iraq, and we've left it in this just desolate, criminal civil war with just death and carnage. I mean, this is what we export, the United States of America. This is what the taxpayers are forced to fund.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. And, you know, so many times, you don't know how many times, Margaret, I've done this broadcast, and I've thought at 11 o'clock Eastern time, I can't do it. I can't do it next week. I can't. It's not making any difference. It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. It is.
And you know, but I'm glad there's people like you and your husband and the others like Jerry and Bill that call in that lets me know there is someone else out there. I'm not completely alone. But, you know, I think all you can do is prepare, because there's not anything in this country. I hate to be a naysayer, but that's why, you know, I know there's other broadcasters that say stuff like we're on the march and they're on the run. That's a lie. They are on the march and we are on the run. That is the fact of the matter, sad as it is. And it breaks my heart, and I can hear it breaks yours too, to see what's happening in this country for our children's future, grandchildren or whatever, and our own future we should be concerned about. But the men have been neutered in this country. They have been
neutered. Yes, most definitely. As I said, they're so double-minded. And I say that the preachers and the churches and Sunday school teachers and the little Christianettes that sit in front of them and listen every Sunday morning and get up and go home and think everything is wonderful, they're going to be in the biggest surprise of their life when they're in a concentration camp somewhere, or they're being, do you know, in Iraq, and I want to say this to the Christian people that call themselves a Christian, In Iraq and in Syria, they're hanging people on a cross. They're crucifying them. And they're crucifying some of them upside down. And those people that they're crucifying are Christians. They want to take everything out of this country that represents Jesus Christ and the Bible and the New Testament. They want to destroy it, these people.
And they're successfully doing it. In this country, this
administration
has so moved us. This mm-hmm. administration has so successfully moved us. And, of course, it went prior to that. But we can just look at, and we've got about 2 minutes till break, Margaret, and then I'm going to come back with Renee. But look at our television, Naked in the Forest or something like that. It's one of the such depravity on television.
Mm-hmm.
In your lifetime, you've seen this change. Such depravity, homosexuality glorified, such depravity, this society...
The problem is here that nobody won't talk about who is doing that, and it's the Zionist Jewish cabal.
That runs
the media and runs everything, and is completely against Jesus Christ. Give me just a little bit more time, because I have a few other things. If you can.
Okay, I'll hold you through the break, then we're coming back with Renee. Chance in Virginia, hold on, I want to get to you. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, back in moments.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls. Go ahead, Margaret, and wrap up your thoughts. We got you might have inspired a lot of callers. They're backing up.
I just want to try to give a little bit of a solution here for the people, is to try to get out of the strong delusion. Open your eyes, and there's a video that everybody needs to watch. It's called AnnaInTheMiddleEast.com. And just take a look, and maybe that will help you, because that is what's coming to your front door very soon. What is in that movie is what's happening in Palestine, and we're about to see that in this country very shortly, because everything is moving so fast, Aaron, and I've never seen it move this fast before. And you know, we've known one another for a long time. And we're going down. This thing is getting so bad, and I'm just praying and trying to get the people to wake up.
Open
your eyes and see what is going on around you, and start searching and start reading, and get the TV out of your house if you can't stop watching it. Throw it out the door, and get out of the churches, and get out of debt, and get on your knees before God and take a look at yourself, because we are in trouble in this country, and we are going down.
Thank you so much, Margaret. Thank you for calling today. I'd wondered about you. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina. I'm going to have to ask everybody to kind of keep it brief for me. I'm going to give everybody some time. I want to get to Chance in Virginia. Then we've got Michael in New York, Art and John in Tennessee. Renee, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Well, I'm doing as good as can be expected. You know, you're right. Talking hasn't worked, which is why I kind of have a little one-minute skit that I'm going to do on air. It's going to make people feel it. It's going to be real, okay? You know, the government is made up of government employees. Yes, men and women who carry out the orders because it's my job. You know, if Ebola comes here or the grid goes down, which the grid, they could, for the money we're wasting, they could easily fortify the grid where it would not go down, but they're not doing it. And you see, I disagree that it's our fault, because even though many people are asleep, those of us who are awake and have tried to make the system work and just get these people to do their job, we are continually worn down. Power grinds down those who do not have it by gatekeepers and brick walls. So it's really their fault. And they are ruining good and honest people's lives by their inaction. But they need to remember, if the grid goes down or Ebola comes here, I don't think they're on the list for the people who are going to get the serum. And it's, you know, they need to feel and what it's like. And I want them to remember that it's because of their inaction, the pain they're observing, it's their fault. You know, what's it going to be like when the grid goes down and there's no food and your grandchildren are going, Papa, Nana, Mommy, Daddy, I'm hungry. Please, please, give me some food. And each day you watch them get thinner and thinner, and you're powerless to do anything because there is no food. Because you did nothing. Or how about if the Ebola comes here and you did nothing because you were going along to get along, taking that easy road, the one Christ told you not to take, instead of a hard road with the rocks and the incline. But you wanted to do what was best for you because you wanted that pension. Okay, so as you hold little Sarah and Johnny in your arm, and you're feeling the life leave their bodies, and they're going, Papa, why is there blood coming out of my eyes? I'm so scared. Am I dying, Nana? Am I dying, Nana? I want you to remember that the misery you are suffering is those that you are, the same as those that you are heartless towards and didn't do your job. And they are suffering today and tomorrow and continue to suffer because of your inactions, and what's coming down the pike is your fault.
Hey, thank you so much, Renee. Thank you. I hate to cut it short. I'm going to try to give everybody some time. We've got a lot of phone calls backed up. Well said. Well said. We're going to go to Chance in Virginia, patiently holding. Hey, thanks, Chance, for holding on. How you doing today?
Good. I see that you're monitoring your emails, because I just received another one from you just a couple of minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
I just forwarded the correspondence to Joyce Riley again to you. I hope this one goes through to you with all in its entirety. I'll make this short and sweet. You know, the people who've called in and everything you've said today, anybody that's paying attention would have a hard time arguing with any of it. I sent you that email because I'm back on the offensive again and challenging alternative media hosts to give some airtime to the people who are trying to restore the republic. In essence, hey, people like Sheriff Mack, the Oath Keepers, and all the different organizations. We're all trying to basically get this country back. And from all of the things that I've seen over the last 40 years, these people who continue to be involved in the Restore the Republic probably have the best shot of anything I've ever seen or been associated with. But they need exposure, and we need to come together under one allied banner. And I think this is about the best shot I've seen anywhere. So if you will take the time, and I know you will, to read my latest email to you, and I would appreciate you then getting back to me and giving me your thoughts on it. And I've got a farm to run, and I'm burning daylight, so I need to get off here.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the email. I'll check it out. I'll be back in touch with you, and thanks for holding on. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Michael in New York, then we got Art, and then we got John in Tennessee. Michael, thanks for holding. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well, sir, due to the grace of the good Lord solely. Thanks for taking my call. On the Ebola, you know, obviously another set-up, engineered, set-up circumstances intended to cause us in the USA more chaos and turmoil, to justify by those traitors and foreign agents occupying Washington, D.C., martial law, suspension of our the few rights we still have, allow the U.N. jurisdiction over the Americans of the USA to bring about their total submission and take over with their global agenda. And as far as the disease goes itself, it's easy to cure with my infection killer. I cure Lyme with it all the time. Any kind of infection, MRSA, all these that are supposedly, you know, impossible to cure. Piece of cake with my concern about it at all. Only concern that they will try to exploit it, like they did with the failed swine flu, then the bird flu, et cetera, et cetera. Hyping it all up all the time. Previous callers right on the money, justifying, trying to intimidate people to get the shots, which will, the shots themselves will kill the people, or at least immobilize them. And, I even skin cancer case recently, and, a couple years back, I think it was already, with the misses and that difficult, bug going around with the upper respiratory. Nobody seems to have a handle on all those health products, and bam, my infection killer lung formula clears it right up. So no concerns there. Mother Nature has the answer for all these kinds of issues. And, but the, setup, bringing it here, that's obviously all by design to bring more chaos to us here and try to get the Americans, in these, this, set of circumstances that I just mentioned. And, as far as the open borders, blatant invasion, and the real, if we had real Americans in the Congress and Senate, they would have declared war on Mexico a long time ago and have our military stationed along the entire border, shutting it down and letting any intruder know how we feel about it by lead firing right at them. And so these traitors and foreign agents in our government are obvious as all could be. And we really, it's sad, there's just not enough Americans. But, hey, most of them are homos. And that's, you know, how do people expect that when you have a homosexual in your government who doesn't understand his natural role in existence, he's confused, he's bewildered, he doesn't understand his natural role in existence, and yet you are expecting and relying on him to make critical decisions for the well-being of your family, yourself, your country.
Hold that thought, Michael. I'll let you wrap it up on the other side of the break. Then we're coming back with Art and John. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Michael in New York. Back in moments.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects, available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. We've got Michael in New York, then Art coming up, John in Tennessee. Michael, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, and thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. So regarding this homosexuality issue, many people, unfortunately, would dismiss it as not a part of the symptom of the overall disease plague in our country. But, hey, I'm looking at, and everybody's got a homo in a representative somewhere in their government now at a representative level. Just add it all up, people. This is by design because these are sick mentally people. If they don't understand their natural role in creation, and how the heck are we going to rely on them for critical decision making when it comes to the welfare of us as a family, country, and our well-being? Now, here locally, I'm looking at our local congressman just got married to another guy, and they call themselves a family. They got 3 adopted kids, mixed races. Those poor kids, are they going to have a normal upbringing? Of course not. And now they're calling themselves a family, redefining family. This is how bad it has all gotten to, and that's why we're in the deep mess that we're in. And regarding the question, who can hang these traitors and foreign agents, and unfortunately, we can't yet. That's for sure, due to the lack of American spirit in many of those dwelling in our country. but we can't lose sight that this is a spiritual war. Eventually, the Almighty will intervene for his elect's sake. And the enemy of the Almighty, those devils, primarily manifesting as quote-unquote Jews of today, will be destroyed and ashes under the soles of the elect's feet. And this is how the good Lord will separate the wheat from the chaff.
Right, thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. I want to give Art and John just a little bit of time. We're in the last segment. Well said, a lot of information as always. Hey, thank you so much, sir. We're going to go to Art, hey, patiently holding. Art, thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Farron, I wish I had time to give you the whole rundown of what happened yesterday when I went to town with my adopted daughter, but I'll give you the short version. We were doing some shopping yesterday, and we were discussing some of what was going on. And I've heard Renee say this before, and I'm going to say it again. The major problem I see is men. You said, you alluded to this earlier. Men have been neutered. Men today are not men. Men 200 years ago understood their role within the family and society. They knew it was more than just about providing food and sustenance and shelter. It was also about providing security and protection. Men 200 years ago were men. And 200 years ago, men would have never tolerated this garbage going on today. And until you men, and Renee has said this many times, and I support her on this one, until you men grow a set, nothing is going to change. We have to stand up. A lot of us out here are standing up, but we are getting tired of being the only damn ones. Let's get it together.
Well said, Art. Well said. And I can feel your frustration, as I'm sure, and I hope you can feel mine. And it's you're dead on. You're dead on. Any last word, and then we'll turn it to John. I appreciate the phone call, John. I mean, Art, you know, you hear the news, you see right through it, you see where we find ourselves at, and you see the fact that there's so few of us, unfortunately. And and I think, as Renee said earlier, Margaret did too, there's just so few that care. There's so few that care. They see the country being flushed right down the toilet deliberately, and yet they're such lily-livered cowards that they just sit there and they don't care. I'll give you the last word, then we'll give John a couple of minutes. Thanks for the phone call, Art.
Well, like I said yesterday, I said it before, and I'll say it again. 200 years ago, people knew what it meant to be free. They knew what liberty was. Today, you only think you do. And until you stop thinking, start doing, nothing's going to change. Thanks, Farron. I'm looking forward to hearing what John's got to say.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. John, you'll most likely be our last caller, so we've got about 5 minutes, and you've got a hard act to follow. How you doing today, John?
I'm doing well, Farron. You know, I'm listening to the callers, and it's been extraordinary. You know, from Renee, that girl gave me cold chills when I was listening to her, because I could hear the sincerity and the passion. And I listened to Art, you know, but someone that really touched me, Farron, was Margaret. When I hear someone like Margaret, I think, well, she's old enough to be my mother-in-law. And I'm hearing truth come out of her, and I'm thinking, well, why do people not see it? And the Bible, Farron, has an explanation for it. You know, Christ said, those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. So, yeah, we need to open our eyes, Margaret. But before, I believe we can open our eyes, and we can see what's going on and intellectually see it and come up with intellectual solutions, like so many people in this movement try to do, fighting a spiritual battle with earthly weapons, whether it's legislation or guns. But to properly get in the fight, before you open your eyes, you need to open your heart. Because everything that we're saying, Farron, is foolishness to the majority of people. And you say, why can't they see it? Why do they think we're crazy? Why do they call us conspiracy nuts? Why do they tell us to loosen our tinfoil hat? Because the things of God, and this is a spiritual battle, are foolishness to those that aren't spiritually minded, because they're discerned by the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't want to be preaching, but this is where it's at. This is why we're in the condition that we're in. Because going right back to the beginning, when Christ was talking to the Pharisee, and he called him a whited sepulcher, he said, you're of your father, the devil. We think, well, that's a colloquial, you know, that's a figure of speech. When Jesus Christ never told a lie in his life, never committed a sin in his life, he knew who that man was. He knew who his father was. And if we will get that through our thick heads and realize that from the garden and even before the garden, but what affects us is the garden, what necessitated the flood, because every living thing had been corrupted. You know, the fact that the Cain and Abel folks are not Adam and Eve's first two kids, because the book Genesis chapter 5 says that this is the book of the generations of Adam. He had a son, and his name was Seth. So then if you're intelligent, if you're honest, if you want the truth, you say, well, who are Cain and Abel? And that's something that most Christians don't want to go to. So if we realize that this is a spiritual battle, it is heaven against hell, it is the sons of God against the sons of Satan in the governments around the world, in Washington, in Moscow, in Paris, in London, in, you know, Mozambique, or whatever the capital of Mozambique is. This is who we're fighting, and this is why we're losing, because we don't know who the enemy is. We're saying, why can't they see it?
60 seconds, John. Yours.
Okay, it's been a gene pool problem. So we need to go back, understand why God flooded the earth, understand why Pharaoh wanted Moses killed, understand why Herod the Great wanted Jesus killed, understand why Jesus wound up on the cross. All of this is scary, but God made a way to escape it. It's simple faith. And until you know the enemy, you can't fight the war. You've got to know who your enemy is.
Thank you. That is good information. Appreciate the phone call as always. We're almost out of time. I wanted to what Margaret said, AnnaInTheMiddleEast.com. If you'd like to check that out, I'm sure if she said to watch it, I'm sure it's very interesting. The archives will be back up on the website. Had some issues. The archive of this show will be on the website here in just a couple hours. If you want to share it with anyone or if you want to re-listen, great phone calls today. I mean, Jerry, Bill, Renee, Margaret, Chance, Michael, Art, John. That's why I wanted to spend an hour giving you, the listeners, the opportunity to share your thoughts and views, agree, disagree, debate. You know, I throw it out there every week. We can debate any of this as factual. If anyone wants to disagree, if we're conspiracy nuts, if this is all BS, you can call in and prove me wrong and prove these other listeners wrong, but they don't call because facts are stubborn things. And hopefully together, you know, only together, as several of the phone callers said, only together can we truly affect change. And if we don't affect change, the things that Renee said today will soon be reality. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.